is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell is thrilled to have Justin Jefferson back doing football drills.
You'll see him. He will begin to take part in practice. It'll be kind of a ramp up. You'll see him, you know, take parts and bits and pieces of it here, but he will officially, you know, be back to work and be ramping up from here. So glad you asked.
More practice today in Eagan for the team. The Gophers are wrapping up fall camp today. They're getting ready for next week's home opener against Buffalo. Minnesota head coach PJ Fleck says camp has gone well.
Our guys have worked tremendously hard. This has been one of the most productive training camps I've ever been a part of in 13 years. Probably one of the hardest training camps I've ever been through in my 13 years being a head football coach, because the more you give this team and the harder it gets, the better they get. And I think that was what stood out to me in this training camp, and had a lot of fun, answered a lot of questions. The journey was full of discovery in the last 3 weeks.
On to basketball. The Lynx take on the defending WNBA champion New York Liberty for a third straight game when the two teams hook up tonight in the Big Apple. Lynx center Alana Smith says winning tight games have been something they've relished, including that tight win over New York on Saturday in Minneapolis.
I think it's a really good experience for us as a team. I think we did a lot of that last season as well, like just winning really tough games, and in those like last 3-4 minutes, like being able to just stand really strong. And so I think it's a really good experience for us as a collective, just to know what it takes to win when things aren't pretty, when maybe you're not playing the way that you want to be playing, but still be able to win the basketball game.
Tonight's game will tip off at 6 in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. Both the Twins and the Saints were off last night. Both will have home games tonight. The Twins host the Athletics at Target Field at 6:40. The Saints welcome Round Rock to CHS Field in St. Paul at 7:07. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. This is MNN Sports.